This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas has displaced thousands of residents in southern Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli fire struck a crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid at a roundabout in Gaza City on Thursday, killing at least 20 and wounding 150. The Israeli military says it was looking into the report. The toll from a strike the day before on a crowded shelter in Gaza rose to 12, with over 75 wounded. This woman, who gave birth days ago and can't locate her relatives, says she was present. A senior United Nations refugee official does not blame Israel, but says Israel is the only party to the conflict that has tanks. Thousands of people have rushed further south in recent days to escape the violence. I'm Norman Hall.
A bipartisan deal in the U.S. Senate to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Work has been going on for months. The U.S. has run out of money to help Ukraine. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the talks have slowed down because of Donald Trump's likely opposition.
The fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the stakes are high.
We know that if Putin prevails in Ukraine, the consequences for Western democracy and for the American people will be severe and haunt us for years.
A senator who was at a Republican luncheon says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell still personally supports pairing the border and Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is